Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. Glad that you tuned in, and if you have something you'd like to share sometime, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
We love to receive those. Knowledge is infinite, you know. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue, Continuous Knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively in the mail.
I was just on the Visit Valentine website and taking a look at some of the 50 things to do here in Cherry County. How about taking a canoeing, kayaking, tubing, or tanking trip down the Niobrara National Scenic River? Also explore many of the hiking trails, the Cowboy Trail, the Niobrara River, Government Canyon, Valentine City Park, Nature Conservancy's Niobrara Valley Preserve, and more. Or rent a bike from the Valentine Bike Share on Main Street. Shop some small town businesses, or a holiday preview as well. And for water skiing or pulling a tube and drop your boat into Merritt Reservoir or Cottonwood Lake or Alkali, any of those are just a few of the things to do here in Cherry County. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Hey, Mike, I've got a piece today that was actually sent in to Ann Landers. Of course, every once in a while we'll pop up with an Ann Landers or Irma Bomback. Well, today it's Ann, and this is a little poem written by Lucille Obitz of Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania. It's called Forget It. If you see a tall fellow ahead of a crowd, a leader of men marching fearless and proud, and you know of a tale whose mere telling aloud would cause his proud head to anguish be bowed. It's a pretty good plan to forget it. If you know of a skeleton hidden away in a closet and guarded and kept from the day in the dark, and whose sudden display would cause grief and sorrow and pain and dismay, it's a pretty good plan to forget it. If you know of a tale that will darken the joy of a man or a woman, a girl or a boy, that will wipe out a smile or at least bit annoy a fellow or cause any gladness to cloy, it's a pretty good plan to forget it. Again, an original by Lucille Obitz.
Well, since we're coming up on the 4th of July here in another week plus, I had some presidential quotes for you today. Chester Arthur said, "Men may die, but the fabric of our free institutions remains unshaken." And Benjamin Harrison said, "The bud of victory is always in the truth." William McKinley said, "That's all a man can hope for during his lifetime, to set an example, and when he is dead, to be an inspiration to history." And Theodore Roosevelt said, "The man who makes no mistakes is the man who never does anything." So think about that as we get close to our nation's birthday.
That's right. Hey, I've been having a lot of fun with these converting units. This is pretty heavy scientific stuff, as you've learned, I think, Mike. What are 2,000 mockingbirds equal?
No idea.
To kill mockingbirds. To kill the mockingbirds.
Oh, okay.
52 cards equal?
A year's worth of traffic jams.
A deck of cards.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. A kilogram of falling figs is one fig Newton.
Okay.
And 1,000 milliliters of wet socks is one lederhosen.
Oh, no.
1 millionth of a fish is, of course, a microfish. And a trillion pins equals one terrapin.
We'll see how this one works. It was sent in by Francie here a while back. Lesson learned. Two women are new arrivals at the pearly gates, and they're comparing stories on how they had died. The first woman said, "I froze to death." The second woman said, "You froze to death. How horrible." The first woman said, "Well, it wasn't so bad after I quit shaking from the cold and I began to get warm and sleepy, and finally died a peaceful death. What about you?" The second woman said, "I died of a massive heart attack. I suspected that my husband was cheating, so I came home early to catch him in the act. But instead, I found him all by myself in the den, watching TV." First woman said, "So what happened?" The second woman says, "I was so sure there was another woman there somewhere that I started running all over the house looking. I ran up into the attic and searched, and then down into the basement. Then I went through every closet and checked under every bed. I kept this up until I had looked everywhere and finally became so exhausted that I just keeled over from a heart attack and died." The first woman says, "Well, too bad you didn't look in the freezer. We'd both still be alive."
Oh, no, that's awful.
That might not be the good stuff.
Yeah, that might not be. I have to agree. But I do have to admit, you did hear it here on the good stuff.